At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome into another edition of Short Shots, an abbreviated version of Long Shots, the world's number one rated golf betting show, right here on VSiN and VSiN.com, the sports betting network. I am Brady Cannon, along with Wes Reynolds, getting ready to take a look at this week on tour and the Bermuda Championship. Wes, good day to you, my friend. But before we get into the Bermuda, let's first revisit the Zozo Championship that took place in Japan. Hideki Matsuyama, in his native country, took top honors with a score of 15 under par. He won by 5 shots over Cameron Tringali and Brendan Steele. And it was a little bit painful for me. I was happy for Hideki, and he put on a heck of a performance on the final day. But after getting Rory McIlroy home at the CJ Cup 2 weeks ago, I went from bride to bridesmaid again with my play on Cameron Tringali at the Zozo. Another near miss for the Long Shots crew last week in Japan.
Yeah, and look, Matsuyama was the guy that I kind of thought he was the guy to beat, but I didn't necessarily want to play him in a short field at 11 or 12 to 1, so I took a pass on him. But I know you got the co-runner up there of Cam Tringali, Brendan Steele, also finished tied for second. But Matsuyama, 15 under, and we did talk about Matsuyama. In 2019, the first year the Zozo was held at the Narashino Country Club, he was second in the field to one Tiger Woods, and that was the record tire for Tiger Woods when he tied Sam Snead for all-time wins with 82.
Yeah, Wes, and I tell you, did you watch any of the final round there coming down the stretch with Tringali and Matsuyama?
I was knee-deep in the NFL on Sunday, so I did not, unfortunately.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know. It's going to probably be a long time before I bet on Cameron Tringali again. It just looked like when they made the turn on the back nine, He just knew that Matsuyama was going to beat him. He had the body language and the look in his eye like he had already been defeated. And Matsuyama, conversely, absolutely had the eye of a champion. And he looked determined. He was holing putts. And it was just really weird to see a tour player like that, Tringali,
right,
just kind of had this language of he knew his fate, and you could just see it in the different demeanor of the two players.
And this is a guy, Tringali, that's not like a greenhorn. He has been on the PGA Tour essentially since 2009. No wins yet to his credit, but this is a guy that has a ton of starts on the PGA Tour, has been a contender and in several different tournaments, and just hasn't been able to get it home, which is very surprising because he has had a very good year when you really look at his stats and, you know, all the top 10 finishes and the ball striking stats and all of that stuff with Cameron Tringali. This guy is 54 in the world right now. And he has not only the second at the Zozo, he had a third this year at the Valspar. He had a couple of other top tens at the Valero and also at Pebble Beach. Only missed four cuts out of 25 events and just can't get it home. It's hard to believe this guy's just outside the top 50 right now, still seeking his first professional win.
He looked very happy just to cash a check. He an ATM machine the last couple of seasons is Cameron Tringali, but yet to don the trophy as a winner on the PGA Tour. All right, we shift to this week and Port Royal Golf Club in Southampton, Bermuda. One of the very shortest golf courses on the tour schedule. This will only be the third time playing this tournament. Brian Gay and Brendan Todd winning the first two editions here in Bermuda. So not much course history to go off of. And I tell you what, Wes, no disrespect to any tour player, but I think this is the worst field I can ever remember seeing as far as a lack of star players, let alone even like regular tour journeymen. I mean, there's literally, I'll admit, there's a number of players in this field I've never heard of. If you had to rank the strength of field over the course of a tour season, this has got to be dead last.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is, Brady. And one of the reasons, and surprisingly enough, it is the only tournament because we were supposed to have other events. We were supposed to, of course, have the WGC HSBC Champions event in Shenzhen, China. That got canceled due to COVID-19. Also, no European tour event. That was the Hero Indian Open, canceled for the same reason. So you're like, okay, we got one event in lovely and beautiful Bermuda, but a lot of these players are not playing, and I think they're foregoing this to go ahead and play in Mexico at the Mayakoba, which actually has a really good field for a November PGA Tour event next week. But this is one of the weakest fields of the weakest field of the PGA Tour season. Already exhausted its alternate list, and you've got guys that are old veteran names that you might remember from years ago that are in this field that don't always get in this field. I mean, Owen Brown is now on PGA Tour Champions, and he is in this field this week, so... And also, it's very rare when you get a favorite in a PGA Tour event that has not won a PGA Tour event. We do have that this week with Matt Fitzpatrick, 14-1. I know he won at Valderrama on the European Tour a couple weeks ago, but still seeking his stateside first PGA Tour victory. He's going to be in the favorite role. And then right below him, Christian Bezuidenhout, Patrick Reed, Mito Pereira, and Hayden Buckley were your top five on the alternates. Hayden Buckley, who just got off the Corn Ferry Tour, as did Mito Pereira. So not the deepest of field this week, but nevertheless, Brady, we are getting a full prize pool here, $6.5 million. A Masters tournament invitation is on the line and a full PGA Tour exemption. So there's some opportunities for some guys down the board that maybe aren't going to get that chance on a week-to-week basis to go ahead and lock up that Masters spot.
Yeah, pretty wild when a couple of Corn Ferry Tour guys, I know Mito Pereira has been great, but Pereira and Buckley in the fourth and fifth spots at the top of the odds board, that tells you a lot about this field. Without much course history to look back on, Wes, and many players in the field, we really don't have a lot of statistical history. How did you attack the handicap this week? I tell you one thing we do know. It looks like it's going to be windy. Obviously, a coastal course here. Thursday looks to be the worst with winds around 25 miles an hour and then in the neighborhood of 15 to 18 miles an hour over the weekend.
Yeah, Brady, I went with some correlated courses that I thought made sense, like El Camaleon, which is where they're going to play at Mayakoba next week or in a couple weeks, rather. The Plantation course at Kapalua for the Century Tournament of Champions. You know, a lot of these events that are in Dominican Republic, Corrales Punta Cana, I thought made a lot of sense here. And you mentioned it, par 71, 68, 28. Not a hard course, but not necessarily easy, especially when the wind blows. And you kind of saw that last year because in 2019, the first time they had this event, it was Brendan Todd who won this at 24 under as a 100-1 shot. And then last year, the wind played a little bit more havoc and only 15 under was a winning score. That was Brian Gay at 200-1.
Yeah, it looks like the wind will be a factor this week. And I looked at those courses too. Those coastal courses were Bermuda grass putting surfaces. Harbor Town was one I looked at, of course, there in Hilton Head, not too far from the coast, and certainly a shorter course with smaller greens with Bermuda surfaces. YLA Country Club for the Sony, again, coastal with Bermuda. And then not Bermuda grass greens, but I thought Pebble Beach made sense too. I believe maybe just a little shorter. I believe they're first and second as far as the two shortest courses on tour here, Port Royal and Pebble Beach. And again, Pebble with smaller greens and, of course, a coastal layout. So, yeah, I went really with the correlated courses as well. And then some past history in just the 2 years here, how guys have fared over the 2 years at the Bermuda Championship. You mentioned no European Tour event this week. And then next week, the PGA Tour, we travel to another coastal resort course for the Mayakoba Championship in Riviera Maya right outside of Cancun, Mexico. But let's get to our plays for this week, Wes, and I will begin with you.
Yeah, and, you know, I basically played these in smaller increments here because I've taken, you know, some bombs. I'm not taking these short prices on a course that's very short, so that means that brings a lot more players into play, and then plus the weather elements that we mentioned. But one guy that has a decent history on some of these courses is Russell Knox, which you can get around 40 to 45 to 1, somewhere in that range. 11th and 16th here at the Bermuda Championship in his two appearances. He's been third in the past at El Camaleon for the Mayakoba. He's been a runner-up at Harbortown, also has a ninth place finish there, has a top seven finish at Pebble Beach earlier this year. Also, usually kind of lurking around that top 10 at Wailea, where they played the Sony Open, which I thought was another correlated course. So Russell Knox, 44 to 1. Ryan Armour, 55 to 1. A pair of eighth place finishes here the last two seasons. Also has five top 25s or better at El Camaleon, which I just mentioned. Similar coastal setup. Aaron Rye, 60 to 1. Just got his PGA Tour card at the Corn Ferry Tour final several weeks ago, and then he missed about three cuts. And then he went back over to Europe and was 14th at Wentworth, 25th at Valderrama. His last victory worldwide was the 2020 Scottish Open, which, no, this isn't a links course like they played on that one, but rainy and windy conditions, because I remember he beat Tommy Fleetwood in the playoffs. So I think he'll be comfortable if the weather goes a little bit awry here. Honorbon Lahiri, 80 to 1. T11 here last year. Also shot a 66 in the opening round back in 2019 on this course at Port Royal before he after withdrew in round one. Six at the Corrales Punta Cana, which is in the Dominican Republic. Very similar to this event. Lahiri has also talked about the fact that this week's setup at Port Royal is very reminiscent to some of the courses that he would play on the Asian Tour. So I think he could go well here. And then we kind of get into the bombs. Brian Stewart, 90 to 1. Number two on tour in driving accuracy over the past 3 months. You want to be straight off the tee here. You don't necessarily have to be long with the course over 6,800 yards. Two runner-up finishes at correlated events like Mayakoba at El Camaleon, what I just mentioned. Four top eights at the Sony, a fourth in Puerto Rico, two top 15s at the RSM/McGladrey Classic at Sea Island. So a very comfortable, accurate hitter on coastal courses. Adam Svensson, same principle here, 90 to 1. Just got his PGA Tour card on the Corn Ferry Tour, where he won two events, third on the money list. Won an event in the Bahamas back in 2018, which is very much affected by wind. You look down the leaderboard at that event, too, and last year's runner-up at the Bermuda was Wyndham Clark to Brian Gay, and he finished fourth in that event that I just mentioned in the Bahamas. Also very good at the Corrales Punta Cana and a lot of these other coastal events. Same with Bo Hoag, 90 to 1. Really good wind player. I was kind of looking to see, okay, how do these guys play in the wind? Over the last nine total rounds, it listed him as 24.7 total strokes gain, that courtesy of our friends at Fantasy National. And Hoag has some top 10 finishes at Wailea, at the Bahamas, so he's shown some metal here. And then the one real big bomb, this is just a gut feeling. I have no form. And by the way, form is very overrated on this course. It's not like Brian Gay was knocking down top five after top five after top five last year when he won this event at 201 at 48 years old. So you don't want to necessarily pay too much attention to the form. So we're going with Luke Donald, a former world number one at 180 to 1. Went back to Europe off his Ryder Cup assistant captaincy. Made two cuts after missing 14 of 18 so far in 2020. Like you said, and you mentioned Harbortown, Brady, and a guy that never has won there but has a pretty darn good record there is Luke Donald. He's got a couple runner-ups, a couple third places. He actually has five second-place finishes at Harbortown for the RBC Heritage. And last year's Bermuda champion, by the way, Brian Gay, he won at Harbortown. Now, that was about a decade ago. But that gives, I think, some credence at least to the correlated course angle that we're looking for. Donald was also sixth after 36 holes here last year, ended up finishing 40th, but recent form doesn't matter. I think he might like this course. It's a downfield, so Luke Donald, 180-1.
Wow, that is a bomb. I didn't expect to hear Luke Donald come out of your mouth there, but I like it. And you're right. It makes a lot of sense with his success over the years at Harbortown. And why not on a long bomb like that on a former world number one? I tell you what, you and I match up on a few of them here. I went with Aaron Rye as well, got him a little better than 61-1. You really turned me on to this Englishman, Wes. Very strong player. I think he's an up-and-comer in the world. Is Aaron Rye, very accurate off the tee, hits a ton of greens in regulations. You mentioned his European Tour finishes the last few weeks, a 14th and a 25th place finish over across the pond. I think he's one of the better players in this week field this week. So I thought at better than 60-1, that was pretty good value on a good player again in what is the weakest field we have seen in a long, long time. I'm also on Ryan Armour, and similar reasons here as far as accuracy off the tee and putting, got him a little better than 62-1. If you remember, he had three top tens over the summer. I think mm-hmm. I was on him twice, and they were long bombs in the neighborhood of 150-1 or so on Ryan Armour at that time as well. Obviously, those numbers have been cut in half here against this field, but three top tens over the summer, fourth last year on tour in driving accuracy, 39th in strokes gained putting, and you mentioned he finished eighth here both times at the Bermuda in 2020 and 2019. I'm also on Brian Stewart with you. I think you got a little better number than me at 90-1. I got 80-1. I'm actually seeing like 50-1 out there now in the market. So Brian Stewart,
he's been
apparently
popular.
Yeah. And it makes sense. He's very much like Ryan Armour, stripes it right down the middle of the fairway. He was third on tour last year in driving accuracy, 59th in strokes gained putting, 99th on strokes gained approach. And you talk about current form. He's missed five cuts in his last six starts, so maybe a little bit of line value on Brian Stewart, but I think his skill set absolutely matches up for this course. Four top tens at the Sony, only one missed cut in his career at Wailea Country Club there where they hold the Sony on Oahu. 16th last year at Pebble Beach, two top 20s in the last 3 years also at Harbortown. And then finally, my longest bomb, 125-1 on Vaughn Taylor. He was 40th here last year, also last season, 21st at Pebble. And of course, you remember he won at Pebble Beach in 2016. And he was 20th in driving accuracy last season, 49th in strokes gained putting, and also a couple of solid finishes at the Sony in the last couple of years. So just four guys on my card: Aaron Rye, Ryan Armour, Brian Stewart, and Vaughn Taylor.
Yeah, they all certainly make sense. And look, this is not a tournament. I mean, a favorite can always win, but this isn't one that I really wanted to look at those short guys like Patrick Reed, who isn't in very good form. And, you know, you've got guys that are used to being favorites that are all of a sudden, you know, never really favorites very often, like Matt Fitzpatrick. I think that this was a tournament where you really can, if you're going to experiment a little bit, you know, throw out some bombs here, because I think that, look, we've only seen two events here, but bombs have hit both times. And I just think such a wide open event, short course, a lot of wind. You know, this is where you're going to more than likely get an unconventional winner. And, you know, I know we kind of scoffed at the strength of the field here, but this is a huge opportunity for a lot of guys to get that Masters invite, get that 2-year PGA Tour exemption. So there's a lot on the line for these guys this week.
No, absolutely. And that makes it fun and interesting. But, to your point about taking some long bombs here, I totally agree with you. The problem is it just kind of feels like more of a needle in the haystack grab
than
a lot of tournaments. Yeah, I mean, because there's just not a lot of angles to go off of here. And, you know, we've tried to find a few with course correlation and what have you, and hopefully we can get close. But, boy, this one ought to be pretty random, I would imagine.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, you're getting into the fall, obviously. You know, the season is winding down here. It's winding down for a lot of players because you're going to see a lot of the top guys, I think, play a lot more sparingly toward the end of the season. And it's winding down for us, man. And just a few more weeks ago.
All right. Next week, we travel to El Camaleon Golf Club just outside of Cancun along the Riviera Maya in Mexico for the Maya Coba Championship. And our colleague Matt Eumanns would like to know, Wes, that I've played this course before, too. So enjoy the Bermuda, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Short Shots right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.